what happened to us. And I'm sure in the future we will see more and more God's grace upon her and in our church. 我们感谢主，因为我们知道每一件事情发生在我们身上都有神奇妙的他的旨意。我们有时候受的很大的痛苦，但是我们仍赖在主面前，神会让我们知道他自己的旨意更大的、更多的赐福给我们。今天我想跟大家先来
谈一谈感恩节的来源，好不好？I'd like to talk with you about the origin of Thanksgiving.
大家都知道这个最初来美国的那个船呢，叫做五月花号船，从英国来的。So
we know the pilgrims coming to the United States through a boat named Mayflower.
他们来是因为避免英国的
They try to avoid the corruption from the church and persecution.
那个时候，人只是尊重传统，则不尊重圣经。So
disrespect tradition, but did not respect the Bible itself.
那条船历经各样的困难，能够争斗，达到这个东岸美国那里了。
Through very many difficulty, the boat arrived in the east coast of America.
他们马上感谢主,
they thanked the Lord.
以后这一年在这里刚刚来，生活很困苦，但是得到印第安人教导他们种吃的东西，第二年就有好的成收成。
The life was very harsh, but the Indian taught them how to cultivate, so the next year they have a good harvest. That's why they have a banquet for giving thanks. They invited the Indian.
那这些习惯一直到后来华盛顿总统带领美国独立的时候呢，这个国家继续都来赞美神。
This tradition continued, and people in America continued to praise the Lord.
总统华盛顿就宣布独立的成功，同时要全国不要忘记感谢神。The
President Washington declared victory against British, and also reminded people not to forget the Lord to give thanks.
总统的时候呢，特别定了十一月第四个礼拜，礼拜四，就为自己全国的感恩。Then
President Lincoln made the fourth Thursday of every November as national holiday to give thanks.
他训勉全美国的人民不要骄傲，一定为神所为
Remind us not to be prideful and give thanks for everything God has provided for us.
但是很可惜呢，今天呢，我们的确是有感恩节。Unfortunately,
nowadays we celebrate Thanksgiving.
但是我们的感恩呢，是什么呢？彼此感恩而已。But
we thank to each other.
那这个是应该的。
Of course, we have to thank each other.
要应该向父母感恩。
We need to thank parents.
谢谢帮助我们的亲友。
Thank relatives helping us.
谢谢我们的同事。
Thanks our colleagues.
我们向自己的家人要感恩。
Thanks our families.
但是最重要的，请不要忘记，要向天父、向耶稣感恩。
But the most important, we need to give thanks to Heavenly Father and Jesus.
那今天我们很短的时间来看一看这十个大麻风的人，他得到医治之后，有多少人回来感恩呢？
Let's look at those 10 healed lepers. How many returned?
多少啊？
You tell me.
小孩子都知道啊。
So everybody knew, just one.
那我们先念圣经好不好？
So let's read the Bibles together.
字是的确是小一点了。
So the print is a little bit.
希望你可以看得见。
On the tiny side, I hope you all have good eyesight.
Okay, 我们因为时间的缘故啊，我们只念中文，英文的自己看了，好吧？好，请耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。然后继续下去啊。哦，对不起。OK， 请那中
有
一
个
见
自
己
已经好了，
就回
来
大声
归
荣
耀
于
神，
又
俯
伏在耶稣
脚
前感
谢
他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶
稣
说：“洁净了的不是
十
个
人
吗？
那
九个在
哪
里
呢？
除了这外族
人，
再
没
有
别
人回
来
归
荣
耀
于
神
吗？”
就
对
那
人
说：“起
来，走
吧，你
的
信
救
了
你。”
那各位弟兄姐妹，我们都知道这个大麻风是不是一件好事情。
So we don't know leprosy is a serious disease.
啊，我们刚才也看见了啊，就是说呢，这些大麻风呢，啊，是影响整个人身体。感情整个人都越变越坏。
The leprosy affect the whole body and deteriorate continuously.
那这十个人中只有一个是撒玛利亚人回来感谢神。
Out of ten, only one Samaritan returned and thanked Jesus.
因为他得到医治。
Because he was healed.
那请你记得呢，当他们要求耶稣的时候，他说：“夫子，可怜我们吧。”
When they asked, they said loud voices, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
耶稣有没有马上说 "Okay, you're healed"? 你好了。
Did Jesus say anything? You'll be healed right away?
没有哎。
No.
没有啊。圣经只是说耶稣跟他们讲去。给祭司查看。
Jesus said, "Go, show yourself to the priest."
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个是犹太人的律法。
Because that's the law from the Jewish people.
如果你有大麻风这个传染病得到医治的时候呢，首先你要去见祭司，请他检查你的身体。
According to the law, if you are healed of leprosy, you need to have high priest to examine you.
那同时要献祭，
and you need to give sacrifice.
像献两条小鸟，
so two turtle doves.
一条是宰开了流血了，
to shed the blood.
另外一条呢就祷告之后就放让这个另外一条鸟飞去，
and the other one release after you pray.
那当祭司查看这个人的时候，如果的确身体好了，他还要去经过一些一种洁净的礼，然后才可以回家。
If the high priest considered cleansed, then you need to go through a ritual before you can go home.
那就表示这些人呐、都对。耶稣有一点点信心，对不对？
These people have faith in Jesus to heal them.
他们可以说，你也不叫我得医治，要我去给祭司看，那让祭司献祭干了什么？我没有好，那怎么办？
So because they have faith, because Jesus just asked them to show to the high priest.
但是感谢神，他们有凭信心去了。对对
But they have faith in Jesus, so they went.
好像是小孩子告诉我们，到去的时候就发觉他们好了。
And then when they went to see the high priest, they discovered they were healed.
他们身体得到医治了。
So they were healed physically.
那但是呢，他们没有回来感谢耶稣。
But most of them did not return to thank Jesus.
那这个重要的故事让我们知道呢，有一个很重要的代表。So
there's an important meaning in this story.
你晓得这里圣经没有讲九个、六个、七个、十个大马蜂。
So there were 10 lepers.
这个是代表一个完全的数目。
10 represent completeness.
也代表我们全世界的人类。
Represent the whole human being.
我们只要有信心就可以得医治的了。
If we have faith, we'll be healed.
那大麻风是最可怕的病。
Leprosy considered to be the most serious disease in that time.
那个大麻风让人的皮肤越来越变坏，残废了，甚至。The
crippled person and had terrible skin lesions.
身体越来越丑怪。
And grew uglier and uglier.
那很难得到医治的。
And it's very difficult to be healed.
没有人在犹太的时代可以医治大麻风。
In Jesus' time, it's very difficult to heal.
那甚至乎今天你有大麻风的，哇，这个很难，困难的医治。
Even nowadays, it's a slow process.
那这个大麻风是传染给别人的。
And also, leprosy is contagious.
那就表示这个是人的罪恶。
It represents the sinfulness of human beings.
圣经的大麻风代表人人都有犯罪。
So it means everyone sin.
外表好看。
It looks okay from outside.
但是心里非常的丑怪。
But we're all ugly in our heart.
但是如果我们愿意去有信心相信耶稣。
If we have faith, believe in Jesus.
虽然这么可怕的罪可以得到洁净。
No matter how terrible your sins were, you can be cleansed.
我们愿意跟祭司一起来祷告。We
like to pray with the priest.
那我们就得到洁净了。Then
we can be cleansed.
那这些都是代表耶稣愿意医治我们罪的病。Jesus
willing to heal us.
您只要认罪求他医治。
If you repent, he will cleanse all your sin.
今天所以任何人在这里，您都可以得到主耶稣洁净你的罪。
So everyone here, Jesus can heal you and cleanse you.
但是今天在这个美国里面，许多人感谢人，彼此没有感谢神。
But nowadays in America, we thank each other, but really we thank the Lord.
我们就好像一个妈妈带她给这个女儿，带她去见一个朋友，这个亲戚送她的女儿一些巧克力。
So just like a mom brought her daughter to see the relative gave her daughter a chocolate.
那个亲戚。 就送她这个巧克力的时候呢，那个女儿结好了，收好了啊。然后妈妈就拉住她的手，她说：“你还要什么呢？”
So then, after she received the chocolate, the mom said, "What else?"
妈妈就提醒她：“你要谢谢那个人呐。”Reminding
her to thank the relative.
但是她当然没讲，她说：“你要说什么？”
But she didn't mention the whole thing, just said what you should say.
那女儿你看怎么讲呢?
Then what the daughter responded.
她跟那个亲戚讲,
so she said to the relative,
你还有另外一个巧克力给我吗?
Do you have another chocolate?
那这个就是今天我们许多人的心态。
So this is the state of our human heart in America nowadays.
神啊, 你给我这么好东西了,
you give me something good?
还给我多一些吧,
I just want
是吧?
More.
这个是 没有真的完全感谢神的信啊。
That's no thanksgiving.
在这个感恩节的时候, 许多人都买东西, 商业非常好。
So it's good business during Thanksgiving time. Everybody buys.
但是没有想到真的是神给我们的恩典啊。
But we really think about the meaning that God gave us the grace.
但是感谢主，一个撒玛利人回来感谢耶稣了。
But thankfully, one Samaritan returned and thanks Jesus.
那个撒玛利人就向主耶稣跪拜。
So she bowed down to Jesus.
高兴地赞美耶稣。
And praise him in loud voice.
那耶稣看见只有他回来，他觉得很奇怪。
So Jesus wondered, only one returned.
他说得到医治的不是有十个人吗？
So I cleansed 10.
耶稣当然知道了。
Of course, Jesus knew everything.
但是他们为什么只有一个人回来呢？
Why only one returned?
耶稣还有讲了一句哦。
There's one more sentence from Jesus.
他说这个是外族人。
And the foreigner.
这个是外邦人。
Except this foreigner.
这个是撒玛利亚人。
Samaritans consider foreigner.
撒玛利亚人跟犹太人大家不相合。
So Samaria was looked down upon by Jewish people.
我因为犹太人觉得撒玛利亚是杂种的，跟别的主人结婚的。
Because Samaria inbred with other races.
他们的文化没有我们这样高。
So their culture were lower than Jewish people.
他们没有我们这么道德。
They don't have moral values.
他们有撒玛利亚没有我们这么圣洁。
They're not as holy as we.
我们跟神很亲近。
So we're close to the God.
但是撒玛利亚人，不能跟他们相交的。
But Samaritan, there's no comparison to Jewish people.
所以犹太人从来不进去他们的村子。
So that's why Jewish people will not enter a Samaritan village.
但是耶稣特别进去这个村子，就是要医治这些撒玛利亚人跟其他的人。
But Jesus make an effort to go into the Samaritan village to heal them.
撒玛利亚人如果要进圣殿，耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候呢，他会看见圣殿上有一些大的字，门外写个大字，字是写什么字呢？
So there is a sign on Jewish temple.
那个字就是说外族人不能进来。
Foreigners were not allowed.
撒玛利亚不能进神的殿。
So they cannot enter the holy temple.
他们被藐视歧视的一些人。
So they were discriminated against.
但是感谢主，这个撒玛利亚人他有信心。
But they have faith.
他也更有更大的信心。
He had even greater faith.
他不害怕犹太人不喜欢他。
So he wasn't afraid that Jewish people looked down upon him.
他仍然愿意去，希望能够见到祭司。
He's willing to go to the priest.
这个人真是愿意感恩啊，对不对？
So he's willing to give thanks.
这种感恩是一个信心的行动了。
So it's an action of faith.
他这个感恩是知道是耶稣医治他的。
He knows Jesus healed him.
他的感恩是觉得他本来是不配的，犹太人都不喜欢他，被藐视的人，在神面前没有人看起他们的，但是他知道神还是爱他。
He was unworthy, looked down upon by Jewish people, but he knew God still loves him.
这个外邦人的信心是更大了。
So this foreigner has greater faith.
他得到医治的时候就马上回来了。
So he returned right away.
那其他几个人为什么不回来呢？
Then what about the other nine?
大家可以想想为什么他们不回来。
Why?
Well, 有些人说可能我现在不方便啊。
Maybe some it's inconvenient to come back.
我得到医治了 还需要回去见耶稣干什么？
Since I'm healed, why bother to go back to see Jesus?
有些人可能说，迟一点啦，让我先办其他的事才回去啦。
Oh, some of them say, let me tend to other things before doing this.
有些人说，我现在的衣服怎么肮脏，各方面，我先回去洗好澡啊，穿好衣服才回来嘛。
So I may need to go take a shower and make myself presentable, then return.
可能有些人说，我好久都没有吃得好好的了啊，我先去吃一顿好饭。 那我不饿，我健康，来去见耶稣好不好？
Well, I'm starving, so let me eat first.
那你可能想象更多的理由啊。
There are excuses after excuses.
今天许多人不去教堂啊，好多理由哦。
There are many excuses not to go to church also.
为了家庭，为了事业，我太忙了，不去了。
Family, career, business, I can't go to church. I have no time.
这是表示感谢神对这个人不大重要。
Means give thanks to the Lord is not priority.
那就是等于那九个守卫犹太人一样的。
That's equivalent to the other night, did not return.
但是感谢主，这个撒玛利人觉得感谢耶稣是最重要的事。
Thanks to the Samaritan.
他把这个事放在优先，最重要，我一定要先做的。
Top priority for him to return to Jesus to thank.
我不理其他任何的事情，我先要来到耶稣面前。
It's first thing for me to go to Jesus.
向他感恩。
And give thanks.
结果怎么样?
Then what happened?
耶稣怎么说呢?
What Jesus said to him?
他说,起来,走吧。
Rise and go.
你的信救了你了。
Your faith has made you well.
这个是什么意思?
What does it mean?
难道他从前不好吗? 他已经得医治了。
So he was healed already.
他还要救什么?
Then what else?
很简单。
Very simple.
他的心灵得救了。
Because spiritually he was saved also.
他的确成为神的儿女了。
So he became children of God.
他得到灵魂的医治。
His spirit was healed too.
他因为成为神的儿女, 所以他有永远的生命了。
Now he has eternal life.
他就有把握, 知道将来一定会在神的乐园里面了。
So he know he will be the paradise.
这是都很容易的,
so it's worth the effort.
免费的,
so and it's free.
只需要来神面前感恩啊,
as long as it comes to God's presence and give thanks.
白白的恩赐,
so it's free to all.
为什么你不愿意做呢?
It's grace. You need to take it.
今天许多弟兄姐妹都已经这样做。
Thanks to the Lord, many brothers and sisters have accepted the grace.
你能够虔诚开口接受主耶稣的救恩。
And you can openly thank Jesus for his grace.
这样子你一生都常常感谢神了。
Then you give thanks throughout your life.
然后大家都知道，真的感恩呢，不只是一次，对不对？
So give thanks not just only once.
因为耶稣拯救你一生啊。
Jesus saved you the whole life.
他给你要永远的生命啊,
and give you eternal life.
每天我们所得的能力、恩赐、我们一切的智慧，都是神给我们的。
The talents, power, all come from the Lord.
那我们就需要一种真诚的感恩的态度。
So we need genuine give thanks to the Lord.
来到主的面前。
In his presence.
那如果我们仍然有罪的重担。
Of course, we're still burdened with sin.
来到耶稣面前,
come to Jesus.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来,您就得到安息。
Come to me, you heavy ladens, because I will give you rest.
神会帮助你解决一切的困难。
God will help you solve any problem you have.
但是有些人说, 哎呀,我已经是基督徒了,但是我重担很多啊。
So I'm a Christian, how come my burden is still so much?
好像神没有怎么解决我的重担啊。
Doesn't seem God taking away my burden.
我现在还有些痛苦啊。
I'm suffering.
那怎么办呢?
What should I do?
不要害怕。
Fear not.
神知道你心灵里面的重担。
God knows the burden in your heart.
神让这些重担在您的生活里面。
There's a meaning for those burdens in your life.
神要带领你、管教你、训练你，成为一个更成熟的基督徒。
It's for your training to make you mature.
成为更爱神的一个基督徒。
So that you can love God more.
成为一个更愿意帮助别人的基督徒。
more willing to help others.
帮助让人家都跟你一起感恩的一个基督徒。
Set an example for others.
有一个很真实的故事让我最后告诉大家。
Let me tell you one last story.
可能您也听过这个故事了。
You may have heard this story.
这个故事是关于一个信印度教的教徒，他的名字叫做沙呼桑达。桑达。
So it's about Sanda. He used to be the Hindu.
Yeah. 这个孙达信这个弟兄呢，因为他信了耶稣了，他就去印度来传教。
So after accept Jesus, he went to mission in India.
但是有一天，因为他也要向那些僧侣来传教呢，他就跟一个和尚、一个僧侣呢，要去喜马拉雅拉雅山下一个寺院，一个那些和尚的一个住的地方。
So he went to share the gospel with some Hindu priest under the Himalaya.
哦，那天是下雪。
It was snowing.
那个时候已经差不多黄昏了。
And it's about sunset.
那个和尚就警告他了。
And the Hindu priest warned him.
我们一定要尽量快，在天黑以前跑到这个寺院里面。要不然我们会冷死的。
We have to get into the Hindu temple before dark, otherwise we'll be frozen to death.
那他们就尽力去着，但是雪很深，很困难去。
So it was a heavy snow, so it was very difficult to tread.
哦，他们走到一个山崖的时候。
So when they reached a cliff,
他们听到一个声音。
They heard a sound.
救命啊！救命啊
！Help! Help!
他们黄山看下去，原来有个人跌倒在山下。
So they look over the cliff. Someone fell down there.
那个孙达信就说：“这个弟兄说，我们要下去救他。
”So Brother Sinha said, "I need to help him."
那个和尚说：“怎么行啊？你自己都救不到、啊，你还去下去？”你怎么去赶得到那个寺院去啊？
The Hindu priest was wondering, you need to go there before sundown, then how can you save this people?
他就意味去走了。
So the priest left.
但是这个孙大夫他觉得不行，我一定要去下去，看看怎么样。
He felt compelled to go down and check out.
哦，这个人腿已经跌断了。
So that guy has a broken leg.
受伤蛮重。
And heavily injured.
所以他就把自己的那个背盖拿下来然后包住他，就背住在他的背上。
So he bandaged the person and carried him.
慢慢爬上这个山上。
Slowly climb up the cliff.
非常辛苦。
So it's very difficult.
非常困难这个工作。
So it's a hard work.
结果让他也出汗了。
So he sweat a lot.
也觉得也口干了。
And feel thirsty too.
但是他就拼命一边祷告一边神啊，帮我把这个人背上去。
So he prayed the Lord so that I can help him and took him up.
终于上到山上了。
So finally he climbed up the cliff.
马上继续爬，背住这个人，一步一步向这个村子里面走了。
Step by step.He marched into the village.
哦，感谢主，终于看到灯光了，他们快到了。
He saw some light. He thought they were near.
那个时候完全天黑了。
It was completely dark.
他们快到这个寺院之前。
So before they reached the village.
在路上碰到一些东西。
They bump into something.
他们都跌倒了。
So they fell.
他们看是什么东西呀、
啊、？They look around. What was it?
你猜到了。
Guess what?
就是那个和尚。
That was the Hindu priest.
太冷了。
So it was too cold.
他冷死了。
He was frozen to death.
一个人冷死了。
It was so cold.
但是这个印度教信了耶稣的跟那个人其实因为热气大家他的努力。结果有能力赶到这个寺院里面。
And this converted Christian, because he was helping others, he sweat and he wasn't frozen at all. So they were both saved. Because this heavy burden.
过了好多年之后，有人来问这个孙先生。
So many years later, people interviewed him.
他说：“你生命之中最困难的工作是什么
？”What was the most difficult work in your life?
他很快的回答。
So he responded right away.
最大的困难就是我没有重担去背负。
I don't have any burden to carry.
这个是最大的困难。
That was the most difficult thing for me.
弟兄姐妹，今天您跟我可以为重担也感谢神啊。
So we need to give thanks for our burden.
您要来到主面前。
You need to come before Jesus.
感谢他给你力量负担这个重担。
Thank him, give you strength to carry the burden.
如果今天您仍然有罪的重担，
If you still have the burden of sin,
你要公开承认耶稣。
You need to accept Jesus.
当我们唱歌的时候，到前面来。
When we sing, please come forward.
我们为您祷告。
We will pray for you.
如果你还没有侍奉神的，
If you haven't served the Lord,
你觉得参加教会这个大重担，
and you're thinking coming to church is a burden,
我请求你，
I beg of you,
接受神给你的一些担子。
Accept the Lord give you the burden.
侍奉主。
Serve the Lord.
参加我们的教会。
Join the ministry.
我们需要您。
We need you to serve.
一起来侍奉主。
To serve together.
如果你还没有受浸的。
If you haven't been baptized.
哎，你怎么样表示你的感恩呢？
How can you express your thanksgiving?
赶快听从耶稣的话。
Accept Jesus' word.
跟从他的榜样。
Follow his example.
你就受浸，相信他。
Get baptized and believe in Jesus.
现在我们请我们的广东组来为我们唱一首美好的歌。
So we have a special music.
大家也不需要打开你的圣诗。
No hymn book.
你只是听他们唱好了。
Just listen to them.
唱的时候，请您如果有神的感动，到前面来，我为您祷告。
If you're burdened, come forward, I will pray for you.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lord. We are going to give thanksgiving to our Lord, our merciful Lord, and we are praising him with our Cantonese song. Sir Lord, would you please make the mic work?
Thank you.
Go ahead. 我们现在唱一首广东歌来感谢神。 Amen.